Hello, welcome to another episode of Football Twaddle. I have Baru with me. What's up, Baru?
Hello.
And I have Kumar Kanav with me.
Hello.
A sleepy Kumar Kanav, more anything.
I think you should be recording it.
Yes. So, what's going on, guys? Where do we start?
Let's start where Arsenal ended their match 2 weeks back, man.
Okay, so what
4-0
happened?
4-0 down to Liverpool.
And then they win 3-0 against Bournemouth.
No. Let's talk about Liverpool now.
Oh.
Liverpool started off with 5-0 to Manchester City.
What's going on there? But they were playing very well till 20 minutes at least.
When Mane went all Chuck Norris on Ederson.
Was that a red card?
I think it was, yes.
I think Ederson was way out of his position, man. And he was doing a stupid challenge on a ball which was already with the striker.
What do you mean? It's his duty to get on the ball.
Yeah. Like,
and it was dangerous play from Mane.
So. How can you even say it's not a red card?
Even Ederson should have gone with his leg in, man. Then they would have clashed midair and like fused into like the Super Saiyan.
But since he didn't, is it a red card only for Mane then?
Well, there was dangerous play, so yeah, I think a yellow would have been better.
Yellow,
yellow.
Have you seen Ederson's face?
Yeah, in hindsight,
no,
he's got like stitches and he looks like he just went through the featherweight.
Or was he like Mukesh from the tobacco ads?
No, Mukesh didn't have stitches.
Mukesh looks better.
So? Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck, really?
Yes.
How many weeks is he out?
It'll take a couple of weeks, I guess.
Oh, he's not as strong as Per Mertesacker, who gets stitches and is back for duty.
Yeah, man.
So, come on, that is a red card, right? It has to be. And did you see how Rio Ferdinand started?
According to the laws of the game, it is a red card, but again... See, what happens is inconsistency. You know, yesterday, similar challenge by Matrici, only a yellow.
Okay, so...
So, there has to be some consistency, right? Players need to know whether they can go in for a challenge like this or not.
Yeah, against in Liverpool, Man City, they can't. In other games, they can.
Yeah, I mean, this there are already, obviously, a lot of eyeballs on this game as compared to...
But what about Liverpool after they went one man down? They just suddenly decided...
I think it's the...
Yeah, they just realized that they have one of the worst defenses in the league. And I think Arsenal was like just sugarcoating all over it or something.
And they have
bring over the cracks.
The Oxlade-Chamberlain curse now.
Oh, yeah. What's Ox saying now? Saying that they're in good form?
Yeah, he's talking about City. In good form. They've just defeated Liverpool 5-0.
But you do realize that he's Arsenal through and through, right?
Who?
He joined Liverpool just to make sure that they can't be all too cocky about it for like too long.
But did you hear Jurgen Klopp's post-match interview also? He had no idea. He's like, were they 1-0 down before Mane got red card? I don't know. He's like missing crucial details of the game.
Trauma, man. Shock and trauma.
Interesting fact about Oxlade-Chamberlain. So he made his Arsenal debut in the 8-2 defeat.
Really?
Yes, and he's made his Liverpool debut.
At 5-2. So
five
he's improving. Mil. The difference was
five
6,
mil, yeah.
Now
it's
5.
So he's actually conceded more goals in the two matches.
So he'll make his Tottenham debut in like a 4-0 defeat to Chelsea then.
Just 4?
Yeah, like if 6 was the difference, then 5, now 4.
Ah, like that.
Progression.
If it's Wembley, yes. If it's Stamford Bridge, Chelsea.
Exactly.
Yes.
So what about Manchester City? How well did they play?
Well, they just gelled right through, man.
Did you
I
see
mean,
De Bruyne's pass to like Aguero for the first goal?
Yeah.
Both passes, like even the one for Sané, was it right through the centre?
Who gave that? Aguero gave or De Bruyne?
De Bruyne. Finally,
yeah.
De Bruyne is,
clicking.
Getting back.
And all those captains.
And then Kyle Walker, like... also gets an assist. And even Mendy gets an assist.
I think Mendy is a really good signing for them.
He's
really
so,
good going forward.
But he's very inconsistent, man. His challenges are always off time and probably always collects like a yellow card or two every other match.
But he's really good going forward. As an attacking wing back.
Oh, like that? I thought
like
going forward in the season. You're taking more micro view of it.
You only take the macro view of things. We go on a game-to-game basis.
No, but Liverpool's defense, man,
is so bad.
I think Klopp must be wondering if he had taken Coutinho money and spent it on the defense. He could have gotten a whole new defense.
He could have got a whole new defense even without Coutinho money. It's not that much.
Not really.
No.
Fullbacks cost 50 million nowadays.
Yeah.
So don't buy fullbacks. No.
And
where is Nathaniel Klein, by the way?
I thought he was injured.
I think he's injured.
He may be. I just don't know where he is. How was Mo Salah? First 20 minutes, they actually played quite well. I thought that they are actually going to beat Man City. But, you know...
Were you as confident as Oxlade-Chamberlain after when he joined?
I was, actually. I thought, Liverpool... Klopp, though, keeps beating top 6 teams like nobody's business and all of that.
So, apparently, somebody was comparing the Rodgers and the Klopp...
era.
and results,
this, yeah, I think
Klopp is still behind Rodgers.
Yeah, they're 72 games in, and Klopp is 7 points behind.
Rodgers is the dude. He'll win the Scottish Premier League.
Yeah,
no,
with,
but I think
Colo
Torre
unbeaten.
Rodgers was also lucky that you know he was there at the time of you know the
Suarez
season.
What does that even mean? That means nothing. So this guy has like Coutinho, Firmino.
Yeah, he's got like the new Suarez, man. Coutinho.
Exactly.
And Barca like still trying to get him or something. But apparently he's going to start for Liverpool in the Champions League match.
Klopp actually dodged that question in the...
No, apparently he is going to start because even Mane's got a red... Oh, but Mane's red card won't count, right?
No,
Champions
won't
League.
Count in the Champions
mm-hmm.
League. Liverpool's playing Sevilla.
In the Champions League.
Yeah.
We, did you see that also? Klopp forgot that they were playing on like a...
He
thought they were playing on a Tuesday. So he's like, yeah, the game is on Wednesday. And some they had to correct him. Like, no, it's on Tuesday.
And oh, fuck.
And he's like, is it when the change? he lost it. He was like deluded, Brendan. Okay, and then let's talk about...
Forgetful club.
And in the Premier League, they're playing Burnley next. So
Liverpool.
Yeah, easy fixture.
Easy.
But Burnley's actually playing pretty good.
Chris Wood has had a really good start.
Exactly.
2 goals in 2 games.
And because of Chris Wood, we come to Frank de Boer. So
there we go.
I think
even the three of us can manage Crystal Palace in the next 5-6 years if we continue this.
No, but you won't get more than 4 games. That's what they did with Frank de Boer.
No, we won't be... We'll replace the sacked one.
But he lost 4 games in a row, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's
you know,
the worst.
The first episode
record
of the podcast ever, I said Sam Allardyce is a great manager. That's the first episode. And I am being proven right.
But people are saying that you can't like give a Sam team to Frank.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And expect it to like click on day one.
Oh, I was reading this article. I think in the Sun I was reading it. That Frank de Boer basically started showing off in the training ground. He used to like get pluck the ball from the air, do the turns, and says, "This is how you play, guys."
And Benteke is like, "What?"
And
can he kick the ball forward?
And he has one of the players to basically say, "You need to learn how to play football. So go watch these games, and then go practice with the under-23."
I think there was the playing style. This guy's just had a great season in the Ajax, and then you give him a team like Crystal Palace.
Yeah, but with no money.
With no money as well, yeah. I didn't make any
but
sense.
But they have Benteke, man.
Dude, oh yeah, but it's his fault also. He's just like, what's he even doing?
Who else do they have?
Fosu Mensah.
They have
Zaha.
Yeah. Benteke. They had a good team. They had a decent team.
Zaha played like really well last year.
Yeah.
So did Benteke, वैसे.
Exactly. Why? Because...
What went wrong?
Is because this
his
guy...
His total football not... Like, just not total enough for...
Dude, this guy is crazy. I'll remember. This was like Neil Ashton's article. This guy is just mad. He was like showing off. He was telling... He used to make them stand in a line and like dribble
watch
and
him.
Stuff. And watch him and say, this is exactly how you play, bitches.
I think you should go to Barcelona next.
So now they're getting Roy Hodgson.
I think Roy suits them...
More.
The sort of game they
but
have.
Did you see the hate Liverpool fans started giving on Twitter? They're like, he should never manage again. What's wrong with Crystal Palace and all of
Liverpool
that?
Liverpool fans?
Yeah, because Roy Hodgson managed them 6 years ago.
Oh, Hodgson.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Frank.
No.
Frankie.
So Roy Hodgson, they were giving like massive grief on Twitter. So now these are the Crystal Palace managers. Tony Pulis, Alan Pardew, Sam Allardyce, and then
Frankie.
Frank de Boer, and now Roy Hodgson.
You could make a full EPL team, man.
With so bad they were.
Shouldn't like so EPL managers are obviously not working for them. I think they should get someone from India.
Only EPL managers are working for them.
Yeah.
Get the Bengaluru FC.
Who? Ashley Westwood. Alright, so
I'm sure he wants to go back home.
That's over. Then we move on to the legendary Brighton. Their first win ever in the Premier League.
Epa. And it was a Brighton home game. So what a show to put on for your home fans, man.
Exactly. Be strong at home. Isn't that what we read?
That is what's going to keep them up.
Yes,
even West Ham is like, I don't think so, guys.
Yeah, talking about Tottenham, they beat Everton easily 3-0, and Harry Kane scores.
Yeah,
passes it into the goal.
The August curse
from the
goal.
longest way off.
So is this August curse a real thing?
It's definitely a real thing, man.
There was a club.
Empirical data says that it's true.
So there was a club. I don't remember the club. I was reading somewhere that the owner of the club, he figured out that the team plays well only after Christmas and after the Christmas party. So what he did was he brought the Christmas party forward to September.
Did it work?
No, it didn't. Then there was another owner who vowed
it's
that...
It's possible that the the players knew it wasn't Kiss.
Yeah, and who vowed that he's going to take a piss at every corner of the pitch before the match. He went and did it, and they won the match.
Was
and
that
it
an
like,
Indian team?
No, it was all in England. I don't remember the team.
I think that was not superstition.
Well,
that was just normal behavior.
Yeah, but what about Everton? After buying so much,
yeah,
now,
yeah.
They're just like
losing. Got like Gylfi Sigurdsson.
Yeah, they didn't even play well against Tottenham. They didn't play
they didn't,
well
they
against
didn't,
Chelsea.
They were outrun.
The only game they played well again in was the Europa League qualifier,
which they won.
Where Sigurdsson scored from way out. I think that was it. He just gave all of it for the season.
Yes. So Tottenham are like, if you see the table now, there's no difference between Tottenham, Chelsea, City, United.
Yeah, it's too early to.
Yeah, like just how many games are we in?
Four games.
I don't know. After last round, we were like, "Ye gaya, this is over, that is over." Now it all just seems the same.
Yeah, but it's always a story like in the start of the season, man. With United, with the Manchester like clubs pulling away from the rest.
They're not really.
Yeah,
actually.
This is I think 1 point.
1 point difference.
So both
between,
of them are at 10, and then Chelsea's
yeah.
at 9.
Spurs and,
starting.
Exactly, and then we come to Chelsea. Morata scores again.
Yet again. What is it with these new signings, man? Working like really
yeah,
well.
Lukaku
what happened to the
game.
Warm-up season that foreign signings usually have? Like, oh, he's settling into the EPL.
That depends. Like Lindelof is still settling, right? He's a good kid. Good kid.
Good kid.
And he's settling, but
like, Morata,
is he going to be the next Adan Januzaj?
No. He's starting tomorrow. So this guy, we are talking about Morata even.
Yeah, speaking of Morata, like, what's up with all these
anti-Jewish
Chelsea
fans? What's this
man?
Whole thing? I have no idea what you're saying.
Well, they came up with a chant from Morata, which was something, something, you're from Real Madrid, and something, something, you hate fucking Yids, something. It's so racist, man.
How?
Yids.
Okay, I don't
slang
know.
For Jewish people.
So he hate Jewish people?
Yeah, because it rhymes with Real Madrid.
Really? Well, remember Arush was once telling us that when Mourinho was having that bad season, he went to a pub to watch a Chelsea game. And those guys, they just like took off their pants off at the end of the game. And they're like wanking off on the big screen. Saying that, fuck off on the club.
Oh, yeah. I was
in Paris or something. Like, what is this?
No, this was in London. So, Arush had gone to London and this is exactly what happened. So, Chelsea fans are pretty cool that way.
Fucking wankers.
Yeah. Yes.
Now we have proof.
And then Chelsea play a big game in the Champions League.
Against.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the EPL.
Karabag. EPL.
Which is a bigger game for Chelsea next week?
Well,
is it Karabag from Azerbaijan
Arsenal.
Or Arsenal?
Karabag, of course.
Did they finish in the top four for the league? Of course they
did. It doesn't matter. You know why? Arsene Wenger is going to rest Lacazette and Kolasinac.
No, I think he's been saving him up for this game.
Yeah, but I mean, talking about Arsenal a little, Kolasinac played so well and Lacazette played well. So why on earth did he rest him in the previous game? Is there more to that than...
No,
and that too, he played Bellerin in his place, man.
Yeah, what's...
Off position and maybe he's just trying
to
show...
fit in Oxlade-Chamberlain in the score, that's it.
It was probably like one of those try before you buy sales or something.
Yeah, but
Liverpool should never have bought Oxlade then if it was that.
Exactly.
Oh, but in the bonus point system, Oxlade was the fifth best player for Arsenal that day.
You mean the Liverpool game?
Yeah.
Fifth best player. So he gets
for
1 point still?
No, he didn't get any
No,
points.
In the bonus point system, he was the fifth best player on the Arsenal team.
Okay.
But none of the Arsenal team players got like bonus
any
points.
Any bonus
right.
points. Oh. Okay, and then Saturday ended with Manchester United 2-2 to Stoke.
Yeah, so finally, you know, people realize that it's not so easy to go to Stoke and win.
Not even in summer or winter.
Yeah.
No, because when Arsenal,
when
Arsenal lost there, everyone was like, you know, they're in crisis. They're in.
Yeah, Arsenal is in crisis. How should.
No, but see, Arsenal is in crisis if you take the Stoke result and the Liverpool result together.
Yeah. Yes.
Just after the Stoke game, just because they lost 1-0 after a goal which was incorrectly ruled for offside. A lot of people.
My God.
I did not see it.
Yeah. How much will you cry about that, really?
No, I'm just saying that the same standards should apply to United as well.
So
yeah,
what?
They still
scored,
got a point, man.
Yeah,
they
still scored two legit goals. And
wow.
Stoke is a team of, like, they're huge. I didn't realize how tall they were. I think their average height is 6'2 or 6'3.
I think once in a while we should just rule a save of De Gea to be like a goal.
Oh,
because
man.
He pulls off such mad
oh,
saves, man.
Oh, fuck. That, what a save that was.
But they conceded a goal immediately after that.
Hesse was shocked. He had to be substituted. He couldn't take it anymore. They just like had to substitute
What's happening?
Him. And how about Choupo-Moting?
He's the first player I've seen who has like two hyphens in his name, man.
Yes.
His name's like Eric Maxim
Choupo-Moting.
Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting.
That's a pretty awesome name.
He scored two goals last season in the league.
Yeah.
And he's and already
now,
like, matched his count.
Exactly.
How's that for improvement?
Like Mkhitaryan also. He had just given like four assists in the entire season.
Mkhitaryan wasn't used properly by Mourinho last season.
And this season he's already at like four or five
assists. And one was spoiled by Lukaku.
Yes. Did you hear Mourinho say that I miss Fellaini in this game?
And then you have people like Pogba assisting even though they didn't want to.
Yeah.
Pogba headed a ball off Rashford's back into the fucking court. That's that's how intelligent he is, man.
Yeah, he learned the angles.
The angles and fuck.
Yeah,
not as well as Welbeck though.
Did you
Welbeck with his falling matrix
shoulder
move.
Welbeck can do all that, but he can't score a simple goal.
He's like Giroud, man.
But is Welbeck like a regular starter now in the team?
Of course not. I think Lacazette was being saved, man.
For what?
For Chelsea.
No, both of them started, right?
Yeah. Well, now Lacazette
Sanchez,
will play center.
Sanchez was saved.
Sanchez.
Yeah, and talking about Sanchez, why his what do you
being
make of
and
being booed and shit? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I don't know. Fans can be like
fans,
really
yeah.
touchy
did,
lot.
Did you guys also boo?
No.
Or you were just too happy?
I was
like,
too happy that finally winning a game 3-0 comfortably.
Yeah, even Ozil played well. And
Ozil was brilliant.
Ozil was all over the place in a good way, man. Apparently, no, sorry, Welbeck was the guy who made the most sprints for the Arsenal team after Ozil and Bellerin.
Yeah, did you know who made the most sprints for Liverpool?
Jurgen Klopp, because he wanted to run away or something.
He was just shouting at the assistant ref. And the most sprints for Manu were made by Mourinho on the touchline of Mark Hughes.
you
could see it. Mark Hughes say like, fuck
again,
off!
At the end of the game, these guys didn't have a handshake.
No,
and
Mourinho shook hands with everyone else
except Mark Hughes.
Except Mark Hughes.
Why, man?
Such a petty
such a petty manager, man.
Please. It's not even petty.
I think even if he wins the EPL this season, he's not going to win respect.
Of who? Of Arsenal fans?
Anyone.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Even Chelsea fans don't respect him anymore.
And Mourinho gives a fuck because?
Because respect is more important than trophies, man.
Like Wenger's earned respect.
No.
So who has respect in...
I'll tell you. When you earn respect,
you can spend it during the dark days as a manager. To
like,
stay in the club, like Wenger's doing it now. He's spending all of that respect.
He's
like
been
a
sending it, spending it for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so which EPL manager...
Once in a while, he recharges it with a FA Cup.
Last 3 years, no?
Yeah.
Okay, which manager has most respect, according you guys, in
the
EPL?
Ferguson,
the
man.
In the current lot.
I think current lot has to be Wenger.
Really?
Respect-wise,
out of the current lot, you just...
You guys just thought that Wenger has no respect.
No, but he's
even
now.
Respect,
it's not.
He's losing it.
It's like you know someone who was a billionaire, but he lost a lot of money. Now he's a millionaire, but he's still.
You're talking about that guy.
No,
billionaire. This billionaire player you're talking about.
Flamini.
Yeah. Is he still at Arsenal?
He's at Crystal Palace.
Oh no!
I think this is a ploy by him to buy out the club.
Yeah, 100 mil.
Getting the value down.
Yeah, so you think Klopp has like massive respect? He does, right?
I think
even if he doesn't win anything, he will like go with respect.
No, it's not respect. It's just people are too enamored by you know the
his
Klopp.
Style,
his style,
his persona, his
Gegenpressing.
Yeah, but
man.
And just because you know you make
he's a character
make
man.
Players run around does not mean that they're playing well.
Yeah, I mean like
yeah,
Frank De Boer would have learned by now.
Frank De Boer, dude. I mean. I thought Crystal Palace didn't buy anyone. He was just acting like an, from whatever I've read, like an ass, complete ass.
Show off.
It's, yeah.
I think he was probably missing Bergkamp next month. It's the first time he's managed a team without Bergkamp as the assistant manager.
You mean, other than Ajax, what? He was at Inter Milan. Where was Bergkamp at
Bergkamp was at Inter Milan.
So after 55 days, Frank De Boer left. What was Bergkamp doing?
He went back to Ajax.
What are you going on about?
This is a story I haven't heard.
Yeah, this is a story because Kumar is creating it as we go. So obviously none of us have heard this story.
I'm learning from Justin Roiland.
What are you going on about Bergkamp going to Inter Milan and leaving and went back to Ajax in 55 days?
Still as assistant manager. I'd like to join at the same position.
Alright, then Newcastle win again.
Is Benitez getting it right?
Without him. They're getting it right without him.
Did he get it right? Like, has he set the structure in place?
No, not a chance. I think he's going to leave by like November.
Swansea played well yesterday, but again, without any penetration. So they were very, very good in the midfield.
I think they didn't perform that well because Ayu and Rangel were like on the bench in my fantasy team. They didn't like really have the motivation to
perform well.
Really work it.
Yeah. And the thing was, their big signing of the summer didn't really perform yesterday.
Who?
The biggest. What?
Summer. He's just like getting started, right?
So there was a stat, I was watching the game, in the first half an hour he had lost the ball 23 times.
What?
In half an hour, yeah. He was all over the place yesterday.
You know how many touches Leroy Sané had in the whole Man City versus Liverpool game? 22.
He scored a goal.
And it's two goals.
Yeah.
And what goals, man? Like training ground.
Exactly.
Goals against the under 16 side or something.
That's because Liverpool has no defense. Why do they even bother playing with 11 people, pay those salaries? They can just do like 6 a side or something.
Yeah, just lob the ball up front and let the midfield do the rest.
Oh, lob the ball up front, play like erstwhile Stoke, not the new
Stoke
one.
Stoke could be lob the front up front and get it to the striker, right? I'm getting it into the midfield first. So that like Firmino can do his shit, Coutinho can like watch from outside and be like, hey, mein ko bhi khelna hai.
But wo kahan khelega? Where will he even play?
I think one of Mane.
Where? Like where?
Now
which position will they put him in?
Mane out for three
matches. Is Coutinho back with back problems?
Now I think his problems will be healed.
Yeah.
He needs to see a healer.
Yeah.
Get him to Bombay.
So the top scorers of Premier League, Romelu Lukaku.
Welbeck. Bound to happen.
Welbeck, yes. Welbeck, what a surprise.
But he's tied on that second. Lukaku has what, 4 goals?
4 goals.
So Welbeck's tied on third with 3 goals with like 7 other people, man.
Yeah, like when Morata has like
three goals.
Harry Kane started with 2.
If you count the offside goal, then Lacazette has 3.
No, let's not count it. So even he has 2.
We should do something different from what EPL is doing, right?
We should do something different.
Football as an institution of righteousness.
Exactly. One thing we forgot to talk about is Watford. They are playing so well. They're just winning games.
Club that shows like how good leadership.
Please, let's not get carried away here. They've changed like 16 managers in the last 5 years.
But now they're like all chilling with one.
No. Silva. Who's
Marco Silva.
Ah,
so Marco Silva is now.
Yeah.
But they've changed how many? They changed Walter Mazzarri. Then before that, they changed 2 other managers. I think last 5 years, they changed like 6 managers.
I think
managers.
In this league, we've seen everything, right? We have Wenger, who's been around for like forever.
Yes.
What, 96? Holy fuck, it's been what, 21 years?
21 years. And we've seen Frank de Boer 4 games. We've seen Mourinho play like 500, 600 games with like 2 different clubs, 3 different stints.
Oh,
what's
such
left?
Such is life, man.
I know. Now Champions League is starting.
Yeah, it started off on a pretty cool note. So Messi was playing the tune on his piano or something.
Man, that's what's left this year of Barcelona, man.
But what is going to be left of Barcelona after that? The first match is against Juventus.
Yes. But even Juventus, even they are like depleted.
But they have Szczesny. And his first match was like a clean sheet.
See that again?
He just played like last week.
Where's Buffon?
I don't know. Szczesny's in goal right
now. So he's replaced Buffon?
Yeah.
Does he smoke in between the
goal kicks? Just before a goal kick. Puff mark.
Are you saying that Szczesny is now the number one goalkeeper of Juventus?
As of one match ago.
Yeah. Alright. So yeah, Barcelona is playing Juventus, what a game that'll be.
Ex-finalists over the last, what, 3? When was the last time Barca reached a final?
2 years ago.
No.
2 years ago.
Last year
was Real Madrid and Juventus.
The year before was Real Madrid and
Atletico. The year before that, I think. Yeah,
Bayern and Barca.
No, the year before that is when they won the treble.
Yeah.
Luis Enrique won the treble. That was such a long time ago, it feels. And Tottenham is playing Dortmund.
That's
going to
be a good game.
At Wembley.
For Dortmund.
Dortmund.
The Germans generally do well
in Wembley. And in England.
And in England.
Is there any rule in which Tottenham can say we don't want to play in Wembley like mid-season and they go somewhere else?
Probably burn the pitch or something.
No, they were not even allowed to reduce the size of the pitch.
Yeah.
And
then you'll have to play in like the Olympic Stadium or something.
What will
Cardiff?
West Ham will like, we anyway lose at home. Fuck this.
Just forfeit all home games.
Exactly.
And then they should like just switch.
Save everyone the bother.
Who?
तुम वेम्बली आ जाओ हम आ जाते हैं
अरे बट टॉटनम हैज द प्रॉब्लम इज द पिच साइज इवन द ओलंपिक स्टेडियम द पिच साइज इज क्वाइट बिग इट्स नॉट लाइक द टॉटनम साइज एनीवे
बट एटलीस्ट विल ब्रेक द कर्स मैन
सो
देयर इज नथिंग प्रैक्टिकल
सो प्ले वन गेम ब्रेक द कर्स एंड देन कम बैक
नो इट्स द वेम्बली कर्स
या द कर्स विल स्टे
Fuck. Shit.
I don't think you know how curses work, man.
No, I don't. Liverpool is playing.
You'll know tomorrow.
Liverpool is playing Sevilla.
Yeah.
Sevilla, they're playing Liverpool.
Yeah.
Or as South Indians call it, Selvi.
Sevilla.
Sevilla. What's going on? Anyway, will it be like 5-4 Liverpool?
I don't know how bad Sevilla's defense is.
Their qualification was pretty good.
Who, Sevilla's, right? And even Liverpool. Liverpool is fantastic.
Yeah. The point is that Liverpool needs a defense.
Exactly. Feyenoord versus Manchester City.
Easy win for City, I think.
Yeah, that's not that hard. And Manchester United is playing FC Basel.
How do all these stupid teams make it to the Champions League and Arsenal's not here, man?
Because Arsenal doesn't deserve.
What is the Europa League tune?
It doesn't matter.
I don't know, man. I've asked like Chelsea fans and Liverpool fans and
this
all these people
of,
who have played it.
A lot of
yeah.
time there, yeah. This
and
no.
what did we... Lot of time, really. Chelsea played Europa League once.
That's 1 year more than Arsenal.
And
not
they won it.
Not anymore.
No, we're just starting off.
We haven't even played it yet, man.
Come on, they can't win it.
It's possible that we won't even play it, like, you know, we just won't turn up. Because we don't want like that stain on our... Anyway, speaking of the Europa League tune, I think this is going to be a global reveal. I think it's better than the Champions League.
Much better.
Global reveal.
That's wonderful music.
Global reveal.
Guys, please.
Search on YouTube.
Just listen to that music. You're already dancing to each
other. Is that feeling of familiarity?
It's hey, Chelsea, we won it, yo.
That's why you're jumping all over the place. It has only 297,000 views, man.
Huh? See, how long is it?
I'm waiting for the chorus, man.
It's like Jungle Book. What the fuck? It's like they're introducing Simba or something. What shit is that?
Simba is not Jungle.
No, Lion King.
I'm waiting for the chorus, man.
What's going on, man? How long is this song?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. This is so long.
It's become a little Celtic now.
Are we done with this shit? There's no chorus,
there's
dude.
No chorus.
They couldn't afford it. Next one. Yeah, hey. Is this what you guys are going to listen to this year? Any idea who they are playing? Who Arsenal is playing in Europa League? No, you guys couldn't care also.
We don't even know who's going to play.
Oh, yeah, we're done with Champions. We know the Champions League too.
But we just play the Europa League
because Chelsea's won the Champions League. Unlike
Arsenal won the Cup Winners' Cup.
Cup Winners' Cup, that's still not Champions League. That's not even European Cup. That's the Cup Winners' Cup. That's the Super Cup.
It's better than the Super
Cup. What more Champions? The Super Cup only?
No, it wasn't the Super Cup.
What
Cup Winners' Cup was like one step below the European Cup.
Okay. Alright.
Back when the UEFA Cup was like not there.
Alright. Anyway, before we end, Roma and Atletico
Arsenal
Madrid.
Is playing Köln. FC Köln.
Really?
Podolski's,
yeah, Podolski's
hometown.
Hometown.
Shit, what if he does a left foot
support?
Pile driver?
He's not playing in
Portugal. He's playing in Japan.
He's playing in Japan. What is said on Twitter? That
for Kobe Sizzlers.
It's the first game that is not going to be supporting Arsenal.
Like, are they fighting with Yoko Sizzlers for the first place?
And
who gets the better cut
and City Walk
of a certain bovine animal?
Wins.
Kobe Sizzler against City Walk.
City Walk. Welcome to City. I don't think. I don't know, South Park clips just start playing randomly, man.
Yeah. and some sushi place as well.
Is there anything else you want to talk about, Baru, this week?
I think we should discuss Arsenal's chances.
No, we've done enough Arsenal. We can't talk every time about Arsenal so much.
Somebody has to talk about like the Europa League, man. I don't think pundits
are
doing it out there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about the week gone by. Do you want to talk anything about it?
Oh, there's something very spectacular about the week gone by.
What?
We might have a guest star on our podcast.
Oh yeah. Have a guest star.
I like how we're saying soon.
Very soon.
It could be whenever.
It could be next week as well. It's like one of our team members has to buckle up and
grow a pair of balls.
Yeah, grow a pair of balls and actually do some work.
It's a big surprise. We can't reveal what the surprise is.
Because we don't want to be ashamed of ourselves if it doesn't work out.
But if it does.
Yeah, let's just call Anu Stoop or someone. What a reveal!
Hey, shut up, Bora, shut up.
By the way, I did ask Anu Stoop to be part of the podcast. So now the next 2 weeks, we can do a Skype thingy with him.
We can do a Skype thingy with
a lot of people. Not Skype, that has to be in person.
Oh, if in person does not work out.
Nah, then screw it. Not interested.
I am fine with Skype also.
On that note, thank you for listening to the latest episode.
We will see you next week. Bye, Baru.
Bye, Saru.
And bye, Sleepy Kumar.
Bye, Saru and
Sleepy
Baru.
Sleepy Kumar.
Just call it the Saru and Baru show.
They were Sleepy Kumar. Okay, bye.
Wait, how do I stop this?
Does anyone remember the Europa League?
No. Fuck, that was so long. Dude, how do I stop this? Just press this again.
Don't edit this out.
Which one?
This part.